Service learning here at King's is all about servant-hearted leadership. It's about equipping our kids with the skills they need to be able to make a real difference to the society in which they live. We spoke to our Director of Service Learning, Mrs. Astrid Sampson, to find out a little more about the program.
Service learning is a bit of a buzzword in educational circles. At its core, service learning is learning that creates opportunities. Opportunities for our students to engage with community. Opportunities that inspire, that lead to discussion, reflection, and ultimately action. The true value of service learning is that it creates mutual benefit. On one hand, it benefits those in the community who we serve. And on the other, it equips our students with skills, perspectives, and knowledge. It develops empathy, humility, and compassion. We encourage them to consider the world beyond the school gates. This program is our school at its best. It is positive action for the good of others. This program prepares our students to become leaders who actively contribute to society. We are establishing long-term partnerships with trusted organizations to provide authentic, engaging, and challenging learning opportunities. With this in mind, we are led by our partners to determine how we can best support their mission. Over the past 18 months, we have also been involved in an exciting project with Anglicare. Students from visual arts, industrial tech, and vet construction have designed, built, and installed a sensory garden for the Anglicare Foster Care Centre in Tilopia.
Anglicare is absolutely delighted with the partnership we have with the King's School in making this sensory garden in our out-of-home care here at Tilopia. It's such an important part of how we're serving those particularly vulnerable kids in need. This will give us space for us to have visits between those kids in placements and their biological families, but also for the foster families to come together. This will be a safe space for all of that to happen and a really enriching environment for those kids that are in so much need in our community.
Well, we're hoping that the work of a lot of different students will come together to make something beautiful. It's a sensory garden, so it's meant to appeal to all the senses, sight, touch, smell, and it should be a fascinating place. Some plans were made for some objects that were going to be built at King's and brought across to the garden. Beautiful group of boys, mainly Year 12 boys, came together and they've worked through lunchtimes, all of Term 1, all of Term 2. They've completely given up their own time through no benefit for themselves, just pure service for people they don't even know, complete strangers, but they've worked on that for quite a period of time and they've brought together their construction and their tech skills and they've allowed things like the teepee, the seating and other parts of the garden to be put together. It's just enhanced what we can do here on site.
I came along for the week of construction in the garden with Shaw Green and we cleared the site and installed the path and all the garden beds, the music wall and the hedge at the back of the fence. We did that over the week and developed our skills for part of our construction work placement.
Through the process of creating and designing and all of that, we've learnt a heap of teamwork. It's been a really, really good experience, but we've also learnt how much hard work goes into programs like this and how much the community service actually means to the community.
For the boys to have an opportunity to serve others not only within our King's School community but to go outside and to see how they can help each other and help others in need, and we're praying and hoping that when they leave school they'll continue that on.
Many of our Year 9 students have the opportunity to serve at Kuronga School, our partner school that caters for students with a range of disabilities. Kuronga is an incredible school that meets very special learning needs of students, many of whom are non-verbal. This can be quite a confronting but often life-changing experience for our Year 9 students. Our Year 7 students partner with Dignity. Dignity cares for people in our community who experience short-term homelessness. Year 7 participate in the Gowan Bray MasterChef Challenge. Students learn how to cook for their own families, and this challenge raises our students' awareness of the effort their mums, dads, and others make in preparing meals every day. Our students created over 110 amazing meals and raised more than $3,000 for Dignity's important work. Our Year 10 students have also been cooking up a storm. Each month, they cook meals that are delivered to crisis accommodation run by Dignity. Since starting the program in early 2022, our Year 10 students have prepared over 3,000 nutritious meals. Through our partnership with St. Vincent's de Paul Society, our Year 8 students support underprivileged school children and their families in the local Parramatta area. Some of our staff and Year 10 students have the opportunity to work on the St. Vincent's de Paul Night Patrol van. The van drives to several locations in Western Sydney and distributes food, hot drink, and a listening ear to those who are experiencing homelessness. Our Year 10 students can take part in the annual King's Big Sleep Out, where they get a small taste of what it is like to sleep rough, albeit with a sleeping bag, some hearty soup, and a bunch of mates around them. Even our busy Year 11 and 12 students are involved in service learning with our amazing partner, Rough Edges. Our students volunteer to serve at the Rough Edges Cafe for the most marginalised and vulnerable in our city. The effectiveness of any school-based service learning program is dependent on how well it is embedded into the curriculum and the day-to-day running of the school. Also, our Year 12 service learning leaders provides leadership and support for our programs within each house. As part of the school's co-curricular program, Year 11 students have the choice to either continue with Cadet Corps or sign up for community service. As we expand the school's service learning program, we hope to support service learning activities in the prep school and tutor house. SES volunteers ran an incursion as part of the Year 6 Inquiry Unit of Work on Natural Disasters. Our students packed 800 snack packs for volunteers working across Western Sydney SES stations.
The King School has always been about developing our boys to be, you know, competent, mature, empathetic leaders. And if you're going to be able to lead, you need to be able to, you know, more than sympathise, you need to be able to empathise. And that can't really be done in the classroom. You need to be able to get out. You need to be able to get into the context of communities. And especially, I think, vulnerable communities, communities that need, communities where the kind of contribution we might make can be transformative for them. And in partnership in doing so, that whole relationship and activity ends up being transformative for our boys.
In time, we hope to expand our reach to enable more students across our three campuses to benefit from service learning. We hope to expand beyond our local area to partner with organisations within remote and isolated communities and across the globe. Our students have benefited so much from these experiences, which show that with a little effort and a few resources, we can achieve a great deal together.